Time now for your comments. We've been spending time this week with the Bard, and so are many of you at summer Shakespeare festivals around the country. Yesterday, author Nigel Cliff recounted the story of a deadly riot in New York in 1849. It was set off partly because two rival actors disagreed over a line in Hamlet.
I think the riot had the effect which was desired by the upper classes of removing serious drama from the working class theatres. Never again would respectable actors go step in these theatres where they could run into such behaviour.
Although they might find it these days in grade school. Elizabeth Weinstein of Tully, New York, has compiled Shakespeare's scripts for young players. She writes, until you've seen 3 9-year-old boys stabbing King Duncan in his sleep in Macbeth, or a 10-year-old servant girl Maria chewing out the puritanical Malvolio in Twelfth Night, you ain't seen great theater as it was meant to be.
A few of you wondered if we meant what we said in a story, that Senator Barack Obama, quote, refused to wear an American flag lapel pin. Joan Turnow of Federal Way, Washington, writes, this is not true. As Obama himself has pointed out, he has worn the flag pin on occasion and continues to do so. In fact, in an interview last October with an ABC affiliate in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Obama said he had sported the patriotic pin but stopped after 9/11 because
that became a substitute for, I think, true patriotism, which is speaking out on issues that are of importance to our national security. I decided I won't wear that pin on my chest.
Senator Obama has since resumed wearing the pin. Now, a correction. In a story on June 18th, we described House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as, quote, a chief backer of the war funding. In fact, Speaker Pelosi voted against the war spending bill.
And finally, a shout out to our neighbors up north.
On July 1st, I spoke with musicians in the Canadian Quebecois group Le Vin du Nord, who were partying down for the 400th birthday of Quebec City.
Trevor Nelson wrote in to say, it would have been nice if you'd also acknowledged that July 1st is Canada Day, our equivalent of July 4th. And he wished us a happy 4th of July.
Okay, a couple of days late.
Happy Canada Day.
We're always happy to hear from you about any holiday. Just go to npr.org and hit contact us.